Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like, and let me tell you, in big capital letters, spooky things.
Spooky things.
And you'll know why I say that later.
Okay.
And most of all, we enjoy self-care for yourself. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was that an angel? Did an angel fly
Did an angel come into this room?
No, it's just Danae.
It's just me.
So samesies. What did you do for self-care?
Okay, so for self-care this week, I went out of my bubble.
What?
And I went
Swingers to... Swingers Club.
Ew!
No. Just kidding. What's that white rock you got in the front? Kidding. I'm kidding. I couldn't help it.
I originally did my teacher training and started teaching at a studio that is like, it's not that far away from me now, but like I haven't been there in many, many years because I only go to my like 5 mile radius of studios.
I've been to your 5 mile radius.
Actually, it's not even five. It's like two.
It's 5 seconds away.
Yeah. So I went to like my home studio where I like learned everything, and I saw an old friend, who I love.
Aww.
And she's just like the sweetest person. So she's probably like my mom's age, and she actually has a daughter who's like my age. But she's just, like, fun and goofy and, like...
Oh, I love that.
Steven and yeah. I, like, one time went to their, like, mountain house and we did, like, a Oktoberfest and, like...
Shut up. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God, be
oh,
my
I
mom.
Love that.
Not be my mom, but, like...
She's Colleen, just... did you hear that?
No. But she's just, like, she's cool and she's, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like at a certain point, like, when you...
She's a mom figure.
Not even. She's just like a friend.
She's
like,
a friend figure.
But, you know, like sometimes when you get to a certain like adultiness of your life where like we're all just adults. It's not like you're.
No, I'm not.
You know,
I'm like Terry and I get along.
Like I
great.
Have like yeah. so many good friends that are like grandmothers.
I think it's weird when people like won't. It's
and
like
I love
really
that.
You can't like branch out and like,
no, like
meet
give
other
me
people.
Your wisdom.
Yeah.
Tell me
Teach
your
me.
Life stories. Tell me about the 70s. I love that.
What was Woodstock like?
Right.
You were 10? Okay.
You love drugs. Tell me about the drugs you
what
did.
What was acid like then?
How clean was it?
Did you die almost?
You didn't.
Go on.
Because you're still here.
You kicking.
Anyways, so I went and saw this old friend and took her hot class. And it was like kind of like weird because I was in this like I saw people that I used to teach to like 15 years ago
That's
that were
wild.
Still coming to the same class Aww. Kind of thing. But like they didn't recognize me / I didn't want to like make eye contact and like also be
okay,
like,
okay, let's
Hi,
be
it's
let's
me.
Be real. You do look different.
People don't recognize me.
Keith has a picture of you in 2008. My favorite part of that picture is the side bangs and the top.
Oh, no, not the
side
Oh,
bangs. No, you looked so cute. But you had the top, and the top is like, it is 2008, and I, yeah, it yeah. was very, I love it. It's like.
Love a going out top.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was just like this fun, like almost like nostalgic thing, and like the studio has changed like aesthetically, and like it just looks so different.
But
I was like, holy shit,
there.
I haven't been here in years, and it just like. It was cool. It was cool to take a hot class from a really amazing teacher who I love and respect. And
I watched a dance competition at my old like high school like gym. That was
it's like nostalgic.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was cute though. And then so me and her daughter are meeting up next weekend because she has a baby who's like 9 months old.
Oh.
A baby boy.
Perfect.
So, yeah. Like, they're going to be best friends, obviously. Yeah.
They're going to be like, you're 9 months younger. So, next.
Because, like, I mean, you're older than me by months. Like, so it's, like, weird when they're, like, months old because, like, there's so many different, like...
Yeah, we have about an 8-month gap.
Yeah, so, like, it's kind of, like, the same-ish.
Yeah.
Where...
I would have been too old for you at some point. I would have been like, Danae, you'll grow eventually.
Because there's, but like, certain, like, age things where it's like, oh, he's still crawling. But once they're toddlers,
it's fine.
My baby's running. Yeah. But, like, once you get to, like, 2-ish, I feel like it'll be fine and they'll just, like, run around
together. Oh, 100%.
So I'm, like, I feel like all these mom friends are kind of like a little bit
out of the woodwork.
Yeah. And they're all from yoga. And I love that. It.
Yeah.
It's a manifestation.
What did we say this year?
Who are not just all about like our only connection is that we're moms. Like,
I'll be a mom sister-in-law one day.
Yeah. Well, and they're definitely going to hang out all the time. Well,
yeah. I mean, we do anyway.
Well, yeah. So like, it's mandatory. They
don't
have a choice.
You don't get along. Sorry. Get over it.
Sucks to suck.
Grow up.
Yeah. So it was just like, it was a fun, I went out of my bubble 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
I'm proud of you. Well, why not? You know?
Because she came to my class with her daughter, like a couple times, and then her daughter came another time. Like, so I was like, okay,
returning the favor.
I was like, I'm gonna go see you and take your class. It's been many years.
Why?
And I
was like, not?
Oh, I love you so much. She was like, was it too hot? I was like, fuck no.
See, here's
crank
the thing,
that heat. I want to be dripping.
I love the idea of hot yoga,
especially hot,
but my asthma does not. So yeah,
and your back.
I know. Yeah. So that's what my problem is like the idea of it's amazing, but my entire body's like, remember how we don't breathe well on our own? I'm like, yeah, no, trust me. I know every day.
I don't know.
I wake up struggling.
You could get there. You could, if you did it enough.
I feel like if I went to your class, you'd be like, embarrassing.
I would never say that.
Okay. I'm going to come to your class one day. And if you say embarrassing, I'm leaving.
Oh my God. That's not the kind of teacher I am.
I know you're not. That's why it's funny.
I would never say that.
I also got some stuff from you. So I would bring my cool stuff I got from you. I have an update. I bought a yellow sports bra. Remember how we talked about how I didn't have sports bras?
Okay.
I bought one.
I love that for you.
I know. And I wanted
to
tell
you about it. Is it so comfortable?
It's really cute.
Are you considering ditching other bras completely? Not yet. You're not there yet.
Aesthetically, no. Because in some bras, like, it just is like, brr. But I thought of you when I got that. Remember we talked about sports bras and you're like, you need more. You have you have three. Yeah, I bought another one. I thought of you the whole time. That's weird to think about, but.
Your boobs are happy.
They were comfortable.
Yeah.
They were like, this is amazing.
This is amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome, ladies.
You're welcome, ladies. What did you do for self-care?
Well, other than the sports bra, we this last weekend went to Mount Princeton for a wedding. It was, okay.
Amazing.
It was great. The cabin. Oh. I was, the cabin-y, it was very like,
rustic?
I'm in summer camp. Yeah.
Okay.
It was rustic. We woke
up. Did you have Wi-Fi?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Spotty. And I'll explain. I'm going to get into it because what my self-care this week has everything to do with my story.
I'm so excited.
I had another story and I said, nah, fuck that.
Not today.
Not today, bitches. But it was amazing. We went to the hot springs.
Hell yes.
And there was like two different ones. It was great, the hot springs, but it is at that weird time of year where it is too hot to be in the hot springs, but it's too cold to be standing. So
well,
because
it's like
sitting.
The sun on you is like vibrant. It's kind of like when.
Because I'm kind of peeling.
When we went to your bachelorette party, it was like fallish, wasn't it? It was like.
It was not.
End of the season where it was like. You can't just, like, be out in shorts and a tank top.
It was kind of perfect weather
because
for
it's
that.
So hot.
Yeah.
Like, you still want to be...
I feel like we went at a good time at that point. But right now, it's like the... And then it got windy at points, too.
It was super windy last week.
Yeah, we ended up... So we went to the hot springs, and we went for, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours. I don't think you need more, much more than that, because, like, at that point...
Well, then you just get sleepy.
Yeah, and we came back, and we got kind of dressed, kind of. Like, I don't know if we had showered yet. We might have, like, just gone, but we went to Buena Vista. You should post
the
pictures,
because it literally looks like the backdrop is, like, fake.
Oh, I took photos.
It's gorgeous.
I'm so excited to tell you my story. So you went to Buena? Yeah, and we went to the downtown area.
That's how the locals
say it. We went to this t-shirt shop, and we saw all these shirts that were so beautiful for Keith, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
A beautiful t-shirt.
$90.
What?
Yeah, and it was like touristy.
For a t-shirt?
Yeah, it was like touristy, but it was like collared. You would see
the shirts. Oh, like a pattern cute one?
But it was super cute for Keith, but like $90. What was the pattern? It was like trees and like foresty.
It's like hiking.
There was canoes in one of them.
Yes.
And it was just...
I one time bought Steven a shirt like that.
We saw that one for Roni Baloney.
Getting him. It was like mushrooms, and it's like cute. It's like a collared shirt, button up, short sleeve.
Yeah.
So it's like summery. And it had like cute little like mushrooms on it.
Mushroom top, and I was like, to get it
buying
for you.
This. I'm but buying this for you. And he was like, this is so expensive. I was like, shut the fuck up. It's cute.
I know. I should have. Because also, it was like very Keith coated. You know what I mean? Coated. Like it was just.
It was like woodsy.
Yes. It was like perfect.
There was like
but
some
was,
forest green in there.
But like $90 for just a tour.
Hell no.
It's $50 for a t-shirt. I don't
That's
know.
That's ridiculous.
The words. What's the, you know what song the I'm gonna pop, like the thrift shop? That's $50
how
for... I don't know what the words are.
How dare you quote Macklemore to me? You know how I feel about Macklemore.
Do you like him?
No, fuck no.
I hate Macklemore.
Dude, I literally... Okay.
I hate Macklemore with a burning passion.
We might need to edit this out, but I was going to a yoga class.
Okay.
A sculpt.
Yeah.
Where you need, like, upbeat music, right? This girl played like 3 Macklemore songs.
Ew, what?
And I was so offended. I was like, how dare you?
My ex cut his hair like Macklemore wanted to be him.
Like, if you play 1 Macklemore song,
that's fine.
I'll give you grace.
Yeah.
You're playing 3?
He's not that good.
In an hour?
He's not good.
How dare you?
Sorry if you like Macklemore, but I'm not sorry. Like, mostly figure it out.
Have better taste in music.
Go.
There's an entire world of music out there, and he chose 3 Macklemore songs.
I was just like quoting him on the that's $50 for a t-shirt. Sure. It's fucking ridiculous, but like,
it triggered me.
No, I hate Macklemore. So it's actually really funny that like, I'm like, did you like, I was like, do you like him?
No, I was
and
like,
I like,
fuck no.
Do you like my judgy
like
eyes?
Like, TikTok where they're like waiting for the beat drop. They're like, fuck no. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have. And it gets me every time.
It makes me laugh.
Because you can see them so slobbering.
They're all just like,
fuck no.
Fuck no.
You spit on me.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Should we make a TikTok of that?
Let's do it.
We'll do it. Anyways, what are you telling me about?
I'm going to tell you the story of this.
Elmo Priest.
Saint.
Why is he spitting fire?
Saint Elmo.
I've been there.
Oh my god. That's...
So did you go to the ghost town?
Girl.
Hell yeah.
Of course.
If you're
I
in
did.
Buena Vista, you have to.
Yeah, it is 10 miles away.
Yeah.
So
it's like the most preserved ghost
did
town.
Did I know I was going to go to this ghost town? No. Did I know I was going to share this on the podcast? No. When did I figure it out? While I was there. I said,
yesterday.
I took photos because I was like, I should cover this.
It's actually
on
really
the podcast.
It's a cool ghost town.
It is heavy though. There is a heaviness there.
Heaviness.
And I'll.
I didn't feel it. I think I was pissed off because I was pregnant. So.
Oh, so you went there recently ish.
It was our baby moon. We went to Buena.
Did you go to Mount Princeton?
Did we? I think we did.
You have to drive through Mount Princeton.
No, we didn't go
to
Mount Princeton. Okay. We did like a. In other places, we have gone to Mount Princeton because it's amazing. But we went to Buena and we did like a little cabin that was like, it had its own little private spring in the back.
Oh, no, I remember that.
Yeah. And then we went to St. Elmo.
The dogs went with you, right?
Yeah. And I was pissed off because our dogs were fucking annoying. And also I was pregnant and like, it was fine.
It was
really grumpy that whole time.
Well, okay. So like we're at the wedding and also I want you to know that there were 2 song requests. One I did and one Keith did.
Obviously.
Well, obviously we'll get to it. I did not request the Killers.
Really? You requested Macklemore.
Yes.
thrift shop.
No, I requested Cisco's thong song. Because I'm sorry, that brings the... Yeah, well, everyone dumps needs, like a trunk.
Everyone
trunk,
needs to twerk.
Guys, like, what?
These are wedding songs.
Yeah.
Get us amped.
I played it at my wedding. No one was dancing at that point. It's fine. I was.
Really? You played that song?
Yes, I did, and nobody danced.
Was I there?
Yeah. Were you at my wedding?
I mean, was I at on the dance floor at that point? Because no, I was putting Brody to bed at a certain point.
You might have not been, but nobody was dancing, and I'm like, it's fine.
I would have
Kim's
definitely
got dumps like a truck, because guys were like, what? Anyways, and then I said, nobody was dancing, really. Except for, like, me, Dana, and Dana's sister, Heather, were, like, because, I'm sorry, Dance With Somebody came on, and...
Yeah.
So hello. The three of us, I don't even care. And Keith was dancing with us, because we were like, please, just dance with
us. Can you just be here?
So I told Keith, I said, I requested thong song, and the guy said he can't play dirty music until 9. And
what?
Keith's like, well, there were parents there. So he did play
There were parents there. They and were I like, said, thongs?
And I looked at Keith, and
That's
I said...
That's not even the dirtiest song we have.
I'm like, I didn't ask for
we're
WAP.
Not windows to the wall, to the sweat drip down my
That
balls.
Came on, I think, literally
ski,
after...
Ski, motherfucker. Like, this is what we danced at weddings. This is like millennial wedding core.
I know. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine. Please talk. This is a conversation. Anyways, I did make Keith go request Mr. Brightside. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you sent Keith to do your
Because I did
your
song,
killers.
So okay. I didn't want to be the only one requesting
You
didn't
music. Want to be like, hi, it's me again.
It's me. Hi. I'm the requester. It's me. So I was embarrassed. So Keith was like, yeah. But okay. Guess what happened? Guess
people,
what happened?
People flooded to the dance floor.
Flooded to the motherfucking dance floor. I
They were
not
like,
thong
song.
No, Mr. Brightside.
Oh, that's what brought them.
And then people were laughing at me because I have choreography.
Oh.
I was like, now she's calling a cab.
Should we maybe also do this as a TikTok?
If you think I'm not down, you're crazy.
You are incorrect.
Because I was touching Keith's chest, yeah. And then I was like dress. I was like, sure. I was like flipping up my skirt.
It was a lot of interpretive dancing.
And also, they had jewels for your eyes in the bathroom.
Cute.
So I did that, and then I and then I brought some out for Keith, and
you know,
Keith wore them. Which I got to tell you, game player. Like he was like, okay, fine, and I put jewels on his.
Love
eyes.
A man who's secure with his manliness.
No, because everyone's like, loves oh to my wear a god, jewel. Me, Dana, and Keith took a picture of us wearing our jewels.
Oh wait, I want to see it.
Okay, I'll show you.
Pause,
guys. It was a really fun wedding. If you are thinking of coming to Colorado, do it and go to Mount Princeton. The signal isn't great, so I wasn't able to actually research the town of St. Elmo before.
Aww. That's really cute.
They had hats too, and they had like Kanye West shade glasses.
They had like merch for
yeah.
their wedding.
I loved it.
Oh my
they
god
had,
what?
They had foam things, so because you know how sometimes you
okay,
don't know what to do with
I
your hands.
Love that they like
yeah
the idea of having a merch table for your wedding.
I loved it.
What?
We have the foam things in Keith's car because you don't know what to do with your
okay,
hands
that's
sometimes.
Wild.
Yeah,
I love
it was
that.
Awesome.
Smart.
It was so fun.
Genius.
It was so fun. I did try to dance to Pink Pony Club and none of my friends were out there and none of the girls would dance with me, so I got embarrassed and I walked
What? Away. Okay. If I was there,
I know.
You know I would dance to Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, we'd be holding hands and dancing.
Yeah.
Like it's fine. It's
screaming
fine.
In each other's faces.
Yeah.
Pink Pony. What have you done?
Yeah. I sing Pink Puppy Club to the dogs, though, and they do love
you
it.
You did say that you Pavlov Ruger.
He gets excited, and he
and you know what?
He jumped forward and did a spin the other day, and I was like, he's fabulous, and I'm all about
he
it.
Loves it. Okay.
So I needed you guys. I needed you guys to be where I'm at. So the next day. So, okay. So, like, at the...
Set the scene.
Sorry, I'm setting the scene. So, we go to get... and they have this ranch water. Ranch water is essentially a margarita with sparkling water in it.
Yeah.
It's great. So...
Get you drunk.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Quickly.
So, the lady was telling us, she was like, hey, there's, like, a ghost town. And Keith kind of had mentioned that there was a ghost town. He said St. Elmo. And I was like, Elmo? I was trying to be funny. Like, that's why I will post the picture I showed Danae.
It's literally Elmo, like, from Sesame Street.
As a
saint.
Priest. It's probably cute. Really blasphemous, but it's fine. I think it's hilarious.
I think It is also hilarious.
I laughed for like 5 fucking minutes when I found those. And I was like, I was having a rough day. So the little things will just make me jolly. Anyways, so the lady who was serving drinks was like telling us about a ghost town. And I said, well, if anyone's going to love a ghost town,
it's me.
It's me. And Keith was like, I think I told you about it. And I was like, okay, let's go. So we did, because we had checked out of the hotel and it was like 10 miles.
Yeah, it's a real quick drive.
West. Yeah, and it was...
And it's, like, pristine.
It's...
It's, like, preserved as if you were in the fucking Wild West.
And let me give you...
like, Mountain Wild West.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you at the top of this episode. There's a little bit of spookiness. I'm going to give you a lot. I'm going to give you a lot of, like... This is going to be... This is going to be the episode if people don't like true crime. This is going to be the episode I tell them to listen to.
Oh, I'm excited.
Because it's going to be spooky, but it's mostly
like
history. It's a lot of history.
And you know what? I love history.
Yeah. So,
it's like a Venn diagram. True crime, history. I love
But a lot of people are like, I don't like stuff. I'm like, don't listen to the Elise Pollard episode. That is probably like one of the most brutal episodes. Dark. That was dark. We have a few dark episodes. This is one.
I'm so proud of you for doing like a historical episode.
Yes, it's very historical. And I said, is this too historical? And I'm like, no, I'll get into the spooky.
No, I love it.
I'll get into the spooky. But just, I just want to say that at the top, because at one point I'm like, I understand this is very historical and it hasn't gotten spooky yet, but just wait for it. Okay. So the 18 to 1900s were an important time for the mining industry. People want to strike it rich. Everyone thought that they would be the next person to find lots of gold. So at the beginning of the mining industry, people ran to California in late 1840. And let me tell you a little fun fact about that.
Yeah.
I know you're not a big football fan, but have you heard about the San Francisco 49ers?
Yes.
The 49ers are named after the people who came to California to strike it rich with gold. That is what the 49ers are.
But so, 49 is standing for...
I didn't look into that, but I think California is like... No, because that's Hawaii. I'm not exactly sure, but I think 49 has to do with like carat weight or something, that what people were finding.
Yeah, I think that's correct. There's something that has to do with gold. Sorry, let me...
You look it up. I'm going to continue. But I just know that the 49ers were named for like what they were popular for, were people running to California because they had heard about gold. A lot of people didn't strike it rich because, you know, like once that industry becomes very saturated, you don't find a lot.
1849.
Perfect.
That's why.
So that's actually really good, but it was actually
that makes sense.
1848, but it's fine.
But like
I have the
but
date
you
there.
Also have to consider
getting the
they
news
had to
across.
Fucking travel.
Yeah.
That which I think about it takes up I think about this at least 4 times a week.
When we were driving,
being a pioneer.
When we were driving in our car to St. Elmo, I was like, you know, because it took like about.
But like you're in the mountains.
Keith couldn't go fast.
Could you imagine being like in a fucking
horse?
Wagon?
No. But what I did think
you
about.
You haven't showered
that.
For a million years and you're just like.
Tired?
Tired. You're walking.
We're in our fucking car and it took 20 minutes.
People are like giving birth on. Like, no, dude, I would die. It's not for me. I could never be a
pioneer.
You were
in labor for a long time, too.
But
so
like,
could you imagine continuing to deal with that? Just nothing to help you? Like,
bro, I'd be dead.
It was crazy.
Like, I'd be the one that's like...
Oregon Trail. Ugh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Isn't scary how easy it was for people to just die from
just
the most simple things?
People
the
got
flu?
Run over by, like, wagon wheels?
And
a
they
lot.
Were done.
Did you ever read those, like, books that had, like, the cute little ribbons? It was, like, the diaries.
Yes.
And you get them at the book fair.
But I haven't seen them in a while. Our teachers actually read those, like, the ones from, like, the olden days.
Yeah.
Dude, and they did, like, reenactment photos.
I can't imagine being a fucking pioneer.
I'm so glad.
Well, it would not be me.
Think about how deformed I would be with my scoliosis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You guys would be like, oh, the lizard woman. And I'd be like...
Lizard
over.
Woman.
Because I'd be like weirdly like
oh,
bent.
No.
Yeah. Think about that kind of stuff. I would have died because I had RSV like hella.
I think I just died just because I'd be like,
I don't want to be around
this.
Anymore.
Don't make me do
I'm
this.
I'm sick of peeing in a bucket.
Ew, I hate this.
Yeah,
I would just lay down and die in the field.
But I, like, did think about that when we were going to Mount Princeton, which we were right there. But, like, how far and, like, it was bumpy. It was, like, rough.
And you're on, like, you're in on a car dirt, and it's on loud. A dirt road.
And then when we got back to the regular road, I'm like, I forgot how quiet
like,
regular
imagine was. Doing that for, like, a million fucking miles from California. Or not even, like, California. From, like, say you're, like, somewhere stupid, like, the east.
Denver to there. That would be rough
that would,
anyway.
That would be, like, not even, like, the halfway point. If you were coming from, like, fucking, like, New York. And you're
oh,
like,
God.
We're going to go west. Fuck that, dude.
See you never again.
How about no?
But, yeah, it was an experience.
People
anyways,
love to be rich, though.
But people came to Colorado in the 1850s. And because Colorado, like California, there was a big... You know, boom.
The gold rush.
Not
the
just
boom.
In, not just in gold, but also in silver. Because I'll sure. get to. Yeah. This is more focused on silver, but I do want to mention why people were coming in. Anyways, so
it was the idea that you could just go and mine and like strike it rich and be like, and we're good forever.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Molly
Starting
Brown.
Starting a new
Molly
fucking
Brown
life. Yeah.
Example. Anyways, so there were so many methods that people got gold, whether it was panning in the water, which I think we know gold panning, like people go into a river and they get a little bit of gold.
It's like small amounts. And
nowadays,
a lot of it's
that's
fool's
more
gold.
Hobby. Mm-hmm. Because fool's gold is actually, it feels more substantial than gold. Gold is essentially like paper almost. Like it's very
it's so,
light.
Yeah.
Like anytime you have gold, there are other alloys in it because gold is too thin on its own. Gold is a precious metal. But they do a lot of alloys, whether that be iron, titanium, platinum. Like, they do alloys with it to strengthen the gold because gold on its own would tear. Which I'm like, why?
Like, think of, like, gold leaf.
Yeah. Think of tin foil. That's, like, how strong gold.
Like, less than that.
Yeah. Anyways. So.
Miners.
Yeah. So, people would pan for gold. That was a common way people did. And I think that's still something that people do. Just
oh, no. People definitely
more
do that.
Hobbyists.
Yeah.
Do that.
I mean,
it's definitely
it's not like
lucrative.
You're making money off of it.
No.
It's just kind of to be like, oh,
I have
found
a weekend
gold.
Off. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there were just so many different methods. And I feel like the more extreme and more high tech, people made more money. But if you're having more high tech ways of finding gold, you probably already have money anyway. Welcome to America. That's how it is. Yeah. The rich get richer. Anyways, so in 1880, in an area 20 miles outside Buena Vista, people.
Buena? That's how the locals say it. Because.
Well, the locals.
Are wrong.
Are
well,
wrong.
We know, but. They do say it.
Buena. I'll try to say it right, but
say
I
it,
might say Buena.
Say it like
Buena Vista.
How the most American person you know would say it.
Buena Vista.
Yeah. Okay. You got it.
I hated that. It hurt me.
I know.
Do you like how I went with a Southern accent? Like, that's fucked, but there you go. Welcome to America if you're not from here. Anyways, people were actually finding silver in the creek that is in that area. Didn't stop laughing because of my like really like weird comment. Welcome to America, anyways. But there was when we were at the, you saw the picture. That creek is beautiful,
gorgeous.
People were gathering near that creek to find, you know, silver. Like,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
And that creek goes all the way. And it's actually pretty, like, a strong...
What's the creek called?
I'm not...
Is it, like, an offshoot of, like, a river?
What it was called at the resort was, like, Mount Princeton, like, river or something.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
I'm sure it has a name, and I don't know, because I did use quite a few sources, and nobody really said, but they were just near...
Okay, I just wasn't sure if it was, like,
no,
a
for sure, for
part
sure.
of, like, a river, or if
but
it
it's,
was, like...
It's such a pretty creek, and, okay. you know, throughout the entire time that we were driving west to get to, St. Elmo, it was a really strong stream of water. At no point was, like... low or anything. It was pretty like strong the whole time, which is kind of strange for like a creek or a river or whatever. Like it was like, I was like, oh, it's pretty consistently like strong. But
well, I guess it's also kind of like melting, like it's spring, so
yeah,
all the
which I guess
snow is
yeah.
melting and
it'll be interesting during summer. We're actually going again in October.
Oh, cool.
For Marcus and Christine's wedding.
Oh, it's so gorgeous that I'm time so of excited. Year too. That's I think that was like kind of when we went was like it was fall, so like the leaves, like the foliage.
They're not was changing there. In September like they used to. No. Like I think it's like end of it's September, later. Beginning of yeah. October. So we're going like mid October. I'm so excited. Oh my God. So
it's so beautiful.
I did tell Christine, I was like, not to be biased, but October's the best time to get married. But like truly, that's what I think. So it was.
Oh, I didn't know they were getting married up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yay.
I know. I'm so excited for them.
They're so
and,
cute.
And we stayed Cliffside, and Cliffside was fine. But Keith tried to get Creekside this last time, but he couldn't get it. So he got Cliffside. But in October, we're staying Creekside. So I'm really excited.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's going to be so beautiful. Yeah. Oh,
and their breakfast is amazing. We should go there, like, honestly. Like, we should pick yeah. a weekend and go there. Like, it's fun, and we can bring the dogs. Yeah. So we don't have to worry about finding someone for the dogs. Anyways, shout out to Jess for staying with our dogs.
Thanks, Jess.
You're the best. We never forget you.
Jess, the best.
So, anyways, people were, like, living by the stream. People were, like setting up camp and everything.
Shit, mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah. And I just, like, wanted to mention it's big and it's beautiful. It made sense that people were living near the stream.
Well, also water.
But, yeah, people were literally settling near the creek. Like, that's where people were living. And they were finding good amounts of silver. And this town was actually originally supposed to be called Forest City. But Forest City was actually already a town in California. And this is before we had zip codes. Because think yeah. of how many Auroras yeah. there are.
Sure.
Inglewood,
yeah,
there's a Littleton and I think Delaware, mm-hmm. like there's Denver and other towns, like, but zip codes weren't a thing, so yeah. it made sense that there's like there can only be one Forest sure. City. So there was a book that some men were reading called Saint Emil, and that's got why it got its name, and I'll kind of talk about those gentlemen.
Like Saint Emil is an actual saint. I don't know why I just
it was a book.
Okay.
But I think that's where probably Elmo's name came from. Like huh. the big red guy. It was a really well-liked novel even to this day. And people at this point were starting to come into the town and people were doing, you know, trades for shelter.
Sure.
Like, here's some fur. Can I please live in this tent? Can yeah. I stay here? Oh, I have food, I have you know.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, so here. People were doing trades just yeah. to like find a place to like put their settle. Stuff down, and people were erecting cabins, and it just kind of started becoming like a town kind of on its own. Hmm. So Griffith Evans and Charles Sides hired a surveyor to come look at the area so they could actually make it into a legitimate town.
Oh.
And they were local residents. Those were the men I was talking about. They were like, you know, this actually needs to be a town. So many people are settling here. We should yeah. have a way it's for like us a to good get supplies.
Stopping point. Yes. We need to get supplies here.
There's people enough people could live here that it if makes they sense.
Want to. Yeah. yeah.
And
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love history. I'm such a history nerd.
I do too. It's like World War II history.
Oh, not for me, but.
Oh, I love it.
Well.
In San Francisco, they had World War II boats and I was going on them. It was so
that
cool.
is cool.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
But I love like the mining town, like.
Especially because we're from Colorado. It's really yeah. interesting. My family members in, not obviously in this area, but they were miners in Telluride. And yeah. one of my uncles actually passed away from black lung. He was also
it's a black lung.
Sorry, that's no. all I can think of. No, no, it's actually Zoolander. Because really I was like Zoolander.
I have the black lung.
Man.
It's been like 2 days.
But he actually like passed away from that.
Oh no.
He also was the only other family member on both sides who had tattoos.
Good for him. Was he a Navy man or something?
Yes. And don't worry.
Okay. Usually people in the Navy do
I
get
know.
Tattoos.
Donnie, so. Don't worry. I got tattoos also. He had one that was a skunk and it said stinky underneath it. You know what? I respect the man. It you know was what? Hilarious.
I love a joke.
Funny. And even when he was older, everyone's like, he has tattoos. And he's like, it's funny.
It's hilarious.
And I was like, that's comedy. And everyone's like, what? And I'm like, I'll get tattoos. You know what, Donnie? I'll get tattoos.
Yeah.
Tell me to my face they're ugly, and I'll get facial piercings.
R.I.P. Donnie. Yeah.
R.I.P. Donnie, you were hilarious. Anyways.
Thank you.
So I just have to say, like, mining in Colorado is so lucrative that I'm like, even, like, my family members. One of my grandparents actually, like, went through on a skateboard through the tubes in Telluride to make sure they were cleared of water. If you've seen these tubes, that is the scariest thing I've ever heard.
What?
They were very small.
Like through the mountain?
Yeah.
Ew.
And miners used them to get water.
No.
And he would skateboard through them to make sure there's no blockage. Could you imagine you run into a pile of leaves and you're stuck in this tube?
No.
Tubes were a few miles long.
No, thank you.
Bravest person I've ever heard. Because I would not do that.
But
just saying, Colorado is a very, like, mining is a very big part of, like, our history. So always really interesting to us. Anyways, but yeah, these people, Griffith Evans and Charles Sides, just wanted to make sure, like, everyone, you know, could probably, you know, at least get mail, maybe some, like, resources there so they didn't have to do trades and stuff. Because I'm sure some of the tradespeople were like, well,
where at a certain point, if so many people are, like, kind of, it's, like, a stopping point, it almost needs to either become, like, a post, a fort, or a town.
Yeah, and I think they were smart in doing that.
Yeah.
You know, being like, hey, we have enough people here, we might as well make this into a town. So it was at this point that the Denver/South Park railroad system, every time we drove past South Park, they are proud of that because they'll say South Park gas station.
Yeah.
So they are very proud, which, why wouldn't you be?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't actually go through the town of South Park. We did drive past it, and I said, going down South Park, gonna have myself a time.
I sang the song.
Friendly face. Okay, I'm done. But I did, because South Park is like one of my shows I very much enjoy. But the train started going there, and it was at this point, I mean, you guys look at trains with Ronin, so I'm sure you know a lot about the train industry. It's very important, especially during that time.
Oh, well, yeah, that was how, like, things were connected.
That is literally how people got places. It's like cars. Like, if you don't have a car, you're not getting places.
Yeah.
Like, the train was how people got stuff. Mm-hmm. They got supplies. The train opened up a lot of doors for that people to actually be able to independently live.
Yeah.
So, if you got a train in your town, guess what? You're going to be okay. Da-da-da-da-da. So, and, at the point of the train coming, it was about 1881 or 1882. It wasn't like...
That tracks.
Yeah, it was like about 100 years before your husband was born.
Oh my God.
You're welcome. Am I wrong?
No.
No. Anyways, so there was a mine there that was called the Mary Murphy, and it was named after some man that was involved in some way, his wife. So it was the mine Mary Murphy.
The man named it after his wife.
Yes. There was a lot of men involved in this. So there was a mine that was called the Mary Murphy Mine. You know what?
I love when a man names a mine after me. Could you imagine?
If there was a mine called the Kim Sørstad Mine, would you work at it?
Well, no, I'm not a man, but I would respect
it. If you were a man, would you work at it? If you had
Kim, I don't do hard labor.
If you had an XY chromosome.
If I was a man and I loved hard labor, I would.
You'd have two brothers. Your mom wouldn't have gotten her girl, and she'd be like, oh, football and stuff. I don't know.
Gross.
Yeah.
Thank God for me.
Too many boys. Anyways, but I just want to know that you would work in a mine if it was called the Kim Sørstad Mine.
I'd be like, wow, what a beautiful woman. Should I work here?
Yes. She's so beautiful. I might as well.
I must.
With her star sticker on her cheek.
Diamonds and gold and silver.
So the mine was actually getting tons. And I'm not saying tons of silver. Like actual metric tons of silver.
Oh.
Monthly. Weekly. Wow. It wasn't specified, but they were getting good amounts of
have things.
They have
silver
products.
Gold. Did they find diamonds or no?
You know, probably, but it's not specified.
I feel like it was more like silver and gold.
I don't think people were searching so much for that.
Diamonds.
And every time I hear silver and gold, I just think of the Christmas song. You know what?
It's fine.
Kristen, I hope you're listening to this. I hope you're also thinking of this. She might listen to this episode.
She would never do that.
Kristen, if you're listening right now.
Well, this is a lighthearted
silver
one.
Silver and gold. I'm done.
Okay.
It's embarrassing. I'm going to hear and be like, why did I do that? But it was just mostly silver, but there was like a little bit of gold on the side, but it was just like, they were really like
lucky. It was a good day.
But they were more laser focused on finding silver.
Hell yeah. Get it.
Because if that's what you're finding, yeah.
You know, lean into it.
So they had several mills and like tons of smelters. That's how much they were finding.
What did you say? Smelters?
Smelters. What's that? Smelters is how you melt.
Melt the metals
down. Because like I said, with gold and silver, not silver it's so like much, like but
fine.
It's more so you can add the alloys to it.
Okay.
To strengthen to make it
like strong.
It's not as much with silver, but gold, you know, they were still finding that. So smelters are like really important for like that kind of stuff.
So, right.
So the town got way too big, way too fast.
Oh.
2,000 people lived there.
Wow.
Within 6 months.
For like olden
times? It went
times?
From nothing to 2,000 in 6 months.
That's like kind of a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
For like a mountain old people.
Well, you saw the size of the town. It's not big. Could you imagine 2,000 people like a being street. There? Yes.
It's like not even as long as our street, like our entire street. Like
they like did have side streets, but again, like but it's like, not still, very big. It was like, but 2,000 people, that's pretty crazy. Walkable.
Yeah, that's wild.
And I'm sure there were people like packed in like certain cabins and stuff sure. like that. There like had to have been
13 kids to like one.
Right, exactly. But 6 months, 2,000 people, like especially during that time, like,
that's like booming.
Like Colorado, that's Wednesday. But like for a town like that where you have to actually physically build every building, we're not getting buildings like within 3 days.
No.
People are building cabins and stuff. Like it was not a lot of time. Whoa. There was a lot of people.
Okay.
Anyways,
miners.
So they were getting too big. So the surveyor probably had to get that figured out. They had a surveyor office. Uh-huh. In fact, because it was growing so big that the surveyor was constantly going out there.
Oh.
Just to approve more land for a town.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And they had a jewelry maker. They had several saloons. They had a lot of hotels.
Well, you gotta love a saloon.
Who doesn't? I want to live in a saloon.
I want so badly to walk through those like half door swinging doors.
Okay, but that's what I'm thinking of.
I want to kick that shit open. Like, I want to be wearing some cowgirl boots.
I want to do that too and get a Bloody Mary.
Kick it open and be like, I'm here, bitches.
And I want everyone to stop. I want the music to stop. I want the record scratch. And I want everyone to look at me and be like.
And then I sit down at the bar and I like saunter up to it and I'm like, give me a beer drink, please.
And then I want some sketchy guy with a mustache, but like, you ain't from around.
And then I punch him in the face.
Yeah, with also your boot. Yes. You punch him in the face and he like goes, you like.
It's like a punch, but then a kick around.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is like, and then they go back to music, the piano guy.
He goes back to playing.
Woo, woo, woo. And then everyone else is like, mind your business. Don't make eye contact. And they're
like, you're pretty tough. And you're like, hell yeah.
Pretty awesome.
I am a woman in America. I have to be. I don't have a choice.
And that's my fantasy.
And then you have your Bloody Mary. And then you get to leave.
And a beer drink.
Yeah, obviously. You got to do a beer cart with the whiskey or Bloody Mary. Who knows what I'm talking about? I sure don't. Anyways, did you guys like how me and Danae were able to mention every movie from like Clint Eastwood was in or John Wayne? You're welcome. If you haven't seen them, get on it. Well, maybe don't. I don't know. Anyways, but hotels were really important because people were also coming short term because the industry was pretty much taken over. So it wasn't like people were going to come in and strike it rich. People were working with the mines. Yeah. Like there were workers. Anyways, what goes up
must come down.
Simple physics, isn't it?
Science.
So the downfall of this town was pretty quick. They were able to gather a lot of silver and it disappeared just as quickly.
They basically just like
mined the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of miners. There were a few hundred miners. Because people were just like, if you can't beat them, join them. So they joined the industry that was killing
it. But then they like depleted the supply, yes. I guess. Like,
yes, absolutely.
I mean, there's only so much like...
Yeah.
It's not like the mountain is producing more silver.
It's like we gotta have more silver. Like it's a natural product.
That you already like quickly eliminated. Well, used, I guess.
Rather. Yeah, no, I mean, that's truly what it is. So a lot of, after, you know, they weren't finding as much silver, a lot of people moved out because that's what this was about. It was like getting in, depleting all resources and then leaving.
Yeah.
And then there was a fire.
Oh, no.
And we're not going to get to the bottom of it. But wouldn't it be reasonable that maybe there was a fire that someone started because there was too many people there? And maybe they wanted to...
Everyone get the fuck out?
And this is just me speculating.
Okay, I love this.
But there were two fires.
Oh!
I'm not going to get to the bottom of this. Just, like, in my own Kim head, I was like, There are forest fires. I'm not going to say there's not.
Sure, but like what started it?
What started the fire? Nobody knows. Would it
Why are there
be,
two?
Would it be reasonable to assume that maybe someone started a fire
sure.
so they would have Things more silver to them hands. Because they were running out of resources?
And they just want everyone to like leave and scatter and
This
go
is
elsewhere.
What I think. This is not substantiated okay. by anyone saying that.
Sure.
This is just in my own brain. I was like, interesting, because there's no reason for why
well,
the fire
why would
started.
They stay there though?
Wouldn't it be a forest fire if it was like not something started by somebody?
Sure.
I mean, forest fires happen all the time. It wouldn't right. be I wouldn't be saying this if it was
well,
like
in
forest
those times
fire and it
too,
moved
like,
over.
How would they even contain that? So if it's a containable fire, sketch, right?
Yeah. I just said, like, could it be because there were rivals that wanted more silver for themselves? Who's to say? I have no idea. We're not going to figure that out. I should mention that now.
Right. Is what so, my notes like, say. Basically, they want people to get out so that whoever perhaps started the fire could have the silver to themselves.
I
There's not as much scarcity.
Personally, think that's what maybe it was.
Okay.
But that's not substantiated because sure. it was buildings that burned down.
Also,
it was
it's
not
like
the
1800s.
Forest.
Like, People Are they care. Investigating this? Like, no.
No, they have no. They're like hunches. That's yeah, how like, they bye. Went off of stuff.
Yeah.
But that was one thing that I was like, nobody's going to mention it. Kim's going to mention it. Kim will mention it.
Okay.
Because it's not unreasonable to think that at
no.
all. I don't think. Anyways, so there was a law that was enacted by the U.S. government in 1890 that the government was buying silver. So this was a lucrative industry. Because if you think about it, it would be unreasonable to be like, oh, people in the town were just buying up all the silver. No, there has to be a market for it
oh, so
outside
you're
of like the
this
industry.
Is like perhaps a government.
No, I'm not saying that. This is oh. not connected. This is like
I thought
me,
we were thinking conspiracy
stating,
theories.
Nope, me
and
stating
I was like,
fire,
oh.
fire, new point. Like fire, ... go down a few spaces, new bullet point.
Okay, but maybe the government did do it.
I think the government does a lot of fucked
and
up shit that we don't even
So that they could get all the
about.
Civilians out of there and then get the silver for themselves.
Would it shock you? The government is trash.
No. Wouldn't shock me at all.
No. America was never great. I'm just
okay.
kidding.
Go on. Sorry.
Anyways.
Well, not anymore.
But this is just like, this is a different bullet point.
Okay.
It's not connected.
Not connected.
Because I don't actually think the government did that. But it's just... Where are they selling the silver? They're obviously not selling it to citizens, and citizens are buying it. Like, they have to, like, you know, obviously. So the government was, like, buying up different resources, not just silver, but gold, and to make it, like, an industry worth working in. And that was in 1890, as I mentioned before. Da-da-da-da-da. But they kind of ended this act because... They were focused on silver and gold, but they wanted to more focus on gold. And St. Elmo was more of a silver town, so the price
so like,
of silver plummeted. Because if the government's not buying it up...
Then, like, who the fuck
is? Who is buying it up other than, like, local residents? But, like, that wouldn't make sense that they're making so much money. So at that point, the train actually stopped going to St. Elmo.
Oh.
And with the loss of that train station... was a loss of people coming in.
Sure.
And because that was a lot of how people got there.
Well, and resources that are being now, like, transported in are not being transported in.
Exactly. So,
like,
so it's like, how do we there? Even get there? We're not getting supplies.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go back to essentially traders
yeah.
that are flying in queue, that are coming in by horse and carriage.
Yeah, like, there's no reason.
Yeah. So when you're not, when there's no train, it's just harder to get people there.
Yeah.
On our trip, this is another reason why I decided to cover this, was there was a lot of abandoned train stations.
Mm-hmm.
Just around.
But it's also like in the mountains, like what the fuck are people needing trains for in the mountains anymore?
Exactly. Exactly. And we've got semi-trucks. You could tell there was like train tracks that hadn't been used in a while. And there was like a station there that mm-hmm. you could tell also hadn't been used in a while. And I thought that was really interesting that I saw more than one. So I'm like, oh, was this connected? So that's why I was like, oh, I should share the story, because I was able to see train stations that had also been abandoned.
They're kind of just like not so much used anymore.
But I think they're historical, so that's why they don't tear them down.
Well, yeah. It's kind of like a historical landmark where they're like, well, this is a thing. And like, yeah. And also, it would take so much work to like tear down train tracks.
You have to maintain that. Yeah.
Like, could you imagine, like, to the effort that it would take to like take the tracks off of like the earth and stuff, like for what? Like there's no point in doing
then
that.
You can learn about stuff, and I think it's cool to learn, but you could tell, like, obviously I didn't see any train tracks, and again, I wasn't able to look at the history of this because I was getting really poor signal, because I like to look up stuff, so normally I'd be like looking up the history, like what's going on, but I couldn't. So it was kind of, I went into it blindly, and it was one of those weird situations where I had to wait till I got home to find out more information. I'm like, what is going on with this town? So a lot of abandoned train stations, silver prices have plummeted, it's just no one's really coming to St. Elmo. There's really no reason. The resources are mostly depleted, and even now they're depleted. So, Kim, you're giving us a history lesson. Where's the true crime? So, in the intro to our show, I emphasize spooky because this is fully spooky. There's no true crime.
I love spooky.
Yeah, spooky's great.
I like when we do spooky.
Yeah, I do too. So, there's just an eerie feeling in this town, and I'm going to be posting all the pictures I took.
Okay.
Because I took a lot of photos.
Did you get orbs?
I didn't get any orbs.
God damn it, Kim.
I'm just kidding.
I'm totally kidding.
No, but I legitimately didn't know it was haunted, because I would have looked into that. You know me. I'm going to be like,
well, and like traditionally they say like ghost town. It's not like necessarily like, oh, it's haunted, but like it's like an abandoned town.
But there was
a
heavy feeling. Did you get a heavy feeling?
I was grumpy, so no.
Okay. I got a heavy feeling.
Okay, so tell me the lore.
Okay.
Who died?
So
murders.
When we were walking around, we walked around for a little bit because it was about to snow. It's that weird time in Colorado.
Oh yeah.
And it was cold to the point where I was like, we walked around, it felt heavy. I was like, can we leave? Like, it almost felt like the people were fake there. Like, it felt really like rehearsed. Like, it was weird.
Like the people that you interacted with?
We didn't interact with people, but it just almost seemed like people were just walking and not even looking around. There was a lady that took her dog, and she walked past us, like, really fast, and I was like, do your thing, girl, because, like, you know, whatever.
Sure.
She kind of just disappeared. She just, like, kept going up the path, didn't see her again. I'm like, where is she even going? It just, something
a weird feeling.
Didn't feel right.
Okay.
And it's fine. Like, and I asked Keith, he's like, I don't remember that. I was like, okay.
Cool.
Just fine. Needed. I'll be intuitive. It's great. Okay, I guess I'll go fuck myself. It's fine. But it's just, there was something just
weird.
Not quite right. It was just off, you know? Anyways, so, there's a couple named Anton and Anna, and they become one of St. Elmo's elites. They owned several different businesses. Mm-hmm. Anton worked in the mine, and Anna opened a general store and a hotel, and there was just several weird stuff, like maybe the post office, just a lot of different businesses.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
And they were known
to
be so clean. They were like famously clean.
Like, what do you mean clean?
People knew how clean they were, and that's why people liked the businesses, because they knew when they went to the business, they weren't going to be dealing with like a gross,
dirty place. Like literally clean.
Like legitimately clean.
Like there's no bed bugs.
No bed bugs. Sort of clean. It's going to be clean.
Okay.
You're going to
like
not...
sanitary.
Yes.
Okay.
Very sanitary. Thank you. That's a good word to use.
Especially in those times, because that shit.
Yeah. But when you can own several different businesses like that.
And have a reputation where like you don't smell like shit. Great.
Well, I mean, we'll get into that. Don't even worry. Oh. But they had a big stake in the town, and the two of them had three children, Tony, Annabelle, and Roy. Annabelle was the oldest of all three of the children. She was very much you. Oldest of two boys. I mean, it's a
job.
There's a lot you have to deal with. Let's be real. So Anna was very controlling, and she was like, we're better than everyone.
Girl.
And she didn't want her kids talking to anyone, so they were pretty socially isolated.
That's weird.
But she made them work for the businesses, don't you worry.
Okay.
Anyways, and Anton didn't really agree with that. He's like, no one's better than us. But yeah. He died.
Oh,
so. Pretty early into this. So Anna... probably, let's be real. They don't get too much into it. They're like, whatever. Anton died. I'm like, of what? And they're like, take your pick. It's 1800s. You know,
ghosts in his veins.
Could you imagine? I'd be like, go on.
Tell me more about this.
About these ghosts in the veins. So, yeah, Anna basically was like, well, you guys have to run the businesses. And the businesses were very popular because they were very clean, as I mentioned before. And big point of pride for the family. But Annabelle was very good looking. Like, strikingly so.
Like, for 1800s.
I tried to look up pictures of her. I couldn't find any. But I'm going to take their word for it. That she's just... yeah, people were saying, like, unsavory things about how pretty she was. Oh. So at one point, Anna's
unsavory.
Like... unsavory things. Do I know what those unsavory things were? I do not.
They were like, she has... titties like a cow.
They're probably like, her ankles are redonkulous.
Redonkulous.
She's got dumps like a truck.
They don't even
guys
know what
trucks
like are.
What?
Like a carriage. What? Maybe.
She's got dumps like trucks a carriage. Weren't invented carriage, then. Carriage. Horses like what? Booze, what? Booze, what? Booze. Hi, we're weird. It's fine.
It's fine.
If you haven't learned,
we're being
by
creative.
Now. Yeah, we're being creative. So anyways, Anna was very uncomfortable with this, and she sent Annabelle...
wait, Anna's the mom. Annabelle is the daughter.
Yes.
Annabelle's hot
okay. AF. She doesn't like this, so she sends Annabelle to Salida, which is pretty close, but it's about, like, probably another... It's probably also 10 miles...
it's a long carriage east, ride.
And then 10 miles... south.
Just look at a map, you guys.
Look at a map.
We don't have to explain maps to you.
But she sent her there, and she worked at like a telegraph station.
Just hidden away.
Yeah, hidden away because she's hot.
Because of her hotness.
She can't help it.
God damn it, Rapunzel.
But she actually ended up meeting a man, and they fell in love, and they moved to Trinidad together.
Oh.
Well. We don't really know what happens, but baby girl doesn't stay in Trinidad long. And it's not said if her and her husband divorced necessarily or if he dies. They're like, tragedy struck and she moved back to St. Elmo. And I'm like, so obviously her husband died is what I think.
I'm going to say dead.
Yeah. But she was very devastated. She moved back to St. Elmo.
Okay. She was mad about it.
And the time she moved back, nobody else lived there except for her brother, Tony. So her and her brother, Tony.
No.
Did not bang. Ugh. Calm down.
I was like, absolutely not.
Do you think I'd tell this story if that was the case?
Well, yeah, it's tea.
No, they just literally ran the stores because sometimes there would be pass-throughs.
Just like randomly?
I know you love your brothers. Could you imagine only you and your brother living in a town together?
Fuck no.
But like her and
that's
Tony,
weird.
Nothing like they... there was no plumbing. Weren't they so lonely? There was no electricity. They were just running their mom's stores. They were not to me.
I'm sure probably not even like making that good of money.
And I'm sure Annabelle was fucked up because like she either got divorced or her husband died.
Either one.
Yeah.
Sad.
And yeah, by the time she came back, nothing was happening. It was just her and Tony running the hotel and running the store. And guess the fuck what happened?
Wait, why was her mom not running it? Did her mom die?
I think so.
She's just old.
It's not entirely clear.
Sure.
I don't think she did much, let's be real.
Whatever.
But they started becoming hoarders, and they were like trash, and people said the air was like stagnant in the stores.
Oh.
Like I said, it was a point of pride, but they were just like...
but then they kind of like Oh no.
Yeah, it was just full of trash. They like,
went fully opposite.
They still sanitary. They smelled stale and musty, okay. if you will. And the businesses were pretty gross because they weren't well maintained. Oh, and the two people running the businesses didn't bathe and didn't have electricity, so they were kind of a gross.
You guys.
In fact, you gotta bathe. Annabelle got the nickname of Dirty Annie. Because she didn't shower, and she would wear the same shit, like, days
Girl.
In a row.
Mm-hmm. That's depression. That's mental illness.
Yeah. And they ran these businesses for decades. And the town did... They would, like... Because people would ever so often stop in the hotels and the stores, and I'm sure they were like, get me the fuck out of here. This is gross. God.
What?
But the town had to disband because the mail stopped coming there in 1952.
Oh, that's, like, sort of recent-ish.
I feel like, yeah, because this was in 1880 when this town started.
How fucking old were these people when they're running this hotel?
I don't know, and I thought that was wild.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Annabelle and her brother Tony would walk, maybe Tony. It was Annabelle for sure, but it was maybe Tony would walk down the streets with a shotgun. Just so nobody would fuck with them. Just on the off chance somebody decided to threaten them.
The, like, two people in the town.
Yeah. They were bathing. They smelled bad.
What?
They would walk down the street. I think it was Annabelle, but it might have been Tony, too. You can't tell me, like, only she was doing this on her own.
Sure.
But, yeah. And there was, like, randomly a male person every so often. Like, M-A-I-L. That was like
here's
yeah.
male. Bye.
And they were like, I don't really don't see the point of me stopping. So, it's not said by who or how this happened, but both siblings were not in a good mental state. Okay. And they were actually sent to a mental health facility.
Oh, both of them.
Around the time that the town had died down.
Oh.
But their mom's friend, Mary, was like, they're not dangerous. They're not bad people. Release them, please. Like,
well, that...
Sure.
Those no, two things don't go hand in hand. Just because you have a mental illness doesn't make you a bad person or, like...
No, I agree with you. I was reading that, like, okay, yeah, like, so okay. You're stating the fact that somebody in a
They're
facility,
good people, and...
But like, she didn't think they needed the mental health that people did think they needed.
They're not showering, or...
Tony died not soon after. Like, he was Aww. Released. They did release them, and then Annabelle was released to a hospice facility, and she actually ended up passing away in 1960.
Oh, okay.
Don't know how old she was. The whole story's kind of, like... weird because it seems like it was more recent-ishly. So let me tell you a little story before I get into it.
I love a little story.
It's in the mountains. This area, it was snowing in the middle of May. You can't tell me it doesn't snow a fuck ton up there because I'm sure it does.
That's Colorado for you.
But there was a cross-country skier that was kind of skiing through the area, and she had seen that there was a very beautiful woman in the window of the hotel. And this is like the 60s, 70s, or 80s.
Oh, okay.
Sometime during that time.
After these people had passed.
Yeah. And she was just like, oh, there's a beautiful woman. Oh, there's lights on. That's so weird.
She's beautiful, but she smells like shit.
Why does it smell so bad in this town? But then she started hearing snowmobilers. And on this road, there are many descriptions that you can be on a four-wheeler. You can be on a, like a motorbike, whatever. You cannot be on a snowmobile.
Why?
Do I know? I have no idea. I'm wondering if there's not significant drops that you might not be able to see. And I'm wondering if that's why, but I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, okay.
But it just said it makes, there's signs everywhere that are like,
don't.
They show like, here? It's fine to four wheel. It's fine to have a, like a motorcycle, but it's yeah, but they like do a big cross through like a snowmobile. I have no idea why.
Okay.
But she was just kind of like heard snowmobilers like, hey, you're not supposed to be doing that. And then when she looked up, because like the woman in white, ironically, yeah, pointed and was like, oh, you should be worried.
Don't
like
do
just kind of like the people like snowmobilers.
Yeah.
And when she looked up after she told the guy, she's like, you should be careful, this is like illegal. They were like, okay, whatever, lady. She looked up, person was gone. Nobody was in that hotel.
It was the hotel.
Yeah, no one was in the window of the hotel. She was just
stinky Anna.
It was dirty Anna.
Sorry. Whatever.
Same thing.
Whatever.
Same diff.
Same diff.
I've never been like, they're dirty, but they smell great. Like, no. Never said that. But a lot of people said she looked like Annabelle. And the sightings of the ghost of Annabelle are all over the place.
Oh.
People see her in windows of stores, several different stores.
Well, she owns several different
stores. And if you go at the right time of year, you can see her potentially walking down the street with a shotgun.
Wait, what's the right time of year?
During summer.
Oh my God.
Like, let's go. warmer months.
Let's do it.
Don't throw at me with a great time. Sounds fun. But yeah, they're like, if you go, because the general store supposedly is open May through October.
That tracks.
It wasn't open when we went. Nothing was open.
Did you see her?
No, because I would have researched, because I was like, what do I need to look for?
But you definitely would have told me, probably.
Yeah, but it was just, there was a heavy feeling. And we walked past a blacksmith office, and I was like, ooh, I bet there's a lot of history here. I couldn't find anything about, like, but I did take a lot of pictures of the buildings. Have you been to, like, Elitch's? You know how it looks like little homes, like, mm-hmm. all the little hubs?
Yeah.
It almost looked like a fake town. Like, I felt like I was at a carnival.
Because it was so cute. And, like, yeah, they still had stuff inside of it, too, but you, like, couldn't go inside. And it has, like, the windows where it's kind of, like...
But the curtains are drawn, too.
The wavy glass, you know? Like, where it's, like, you know it's, like, real thick glass because it's, like,
old. But it looks fake.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are these buildings? Like, I felt like I was at a carnival. Well,
you can't go in, too, because... I remember there was something where it was like, don't go in here, like, no trespassing, like,
the... They had padlocks on all the buildings.
Like, floors are not sound, basically, because it's so old that, like, if you were to perhaps walk in, like, it's not... It can't be open to the public because it can't support you. Like, it might, like, fall through because it's so old.
I didn't know that, but, like, none of the buildings were open anyway.
Yeah, nothing's open. The general store, I think, was open when we went, because you said October. I think we went, like, in September or something.
It was supposed to be open in May, but it wasn't, because we would have definitely stopped in. Yeah, but
well,
it was just,
also, like, who the fuck goes there, you know?
It was just, like, a heavy feeling. There were people just sitting on the middle of the street. It was weird, in front of, like, the big hotel.
Oh.
And I wish I could have researched it before we went so I could know, like, the significance.
Sure.
But it was just, like, I was like, I have to share about this. Like, it's just, it's heavy.
Yeah, St. Elmo's cool, though, because it is a really, like, preserved ghost town where it's, like, you can
It is very well preserved.
And it, like, really is, like, you're kind of, like, transported, like, oh, shit, like, this is what it looked like when people were mining.
Like, yeah, because we don't, we can't fathom that now, because... Like,
yeah.
Because even Telluride is like an old town. Like,
absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. But
Leadville,
like
those kind of old mountain towns.
It's
but it's like
old in the way that like it's not, they've updated it. You know?
Yeah,
so it's old.
But like St. Elmo is like, it's exactly how it was. And it's like weird to be like, ooh, like this is.
It was just weird to think that like there were people in like clothes of that time that were walking around like on that exact ground.
Totally.
But it almost just looked like a town that people packed up and left. And I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Because there was no silver. But it's just
like
there's
the
always
money dried
the
up.
Odd feeling of like, oh my God, people just packed up. Wish I could do that, but there's too much equity in our home.
That's so cool though. I'm so glad you did St. Elmo. That's a
and
fun one.
I think
post pictures of like just the ones that you took and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's a really cool town.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do, and that's why I started taking pictures. I have one like outside of the car, and it was just cold, so I was ready to get back to the car. But it was a really cool experience. So I was like, let me share the story of this town. But it was super worth it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we went. But yeah, that was the story of St. Elmo. I will post the blasphemous photos I showed Danae of Elmo dressed up as a religious figure.
And post the pictures of you guys at the wedding. Those are really, really
okay,
good
I'll
pictures.
Post those too. And I'll post the picture of me and Dana in a matching dress.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Me and Dana ended up wearing the same exact dress. And then we like looked at each other and we're like, oh my God. So
yeah,
I'll post that, but I'll like crop the face out because I don't know if Dana wants to be on there. But yeah, we'll post pictures on Instagram, and that's just gonna be Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram.
If you have stories or any suggestions of things that you want us to cover, please email us at mysteriousmavens at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook and a Instagram, or well, we talked about our Instagram. Oh my gosh, our TikTok.
I think we're gonna do TikToks. We're gonna do the
fuck yeah, and then Mr. Brightside.
Yeah,
I'll do the choreography. You're gonna have to learn it. You're gonna have to get really into it. You're gonna have to feel your Kim side of your brain.
Hell yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Email us.
And Jess, if you want us to make you Jessica, who has talked on our Facebook, send us your address and we'll send you a friendship bracelet. We haven't heard from you yet. As of May 23rd, 2025. Today? So, yeah.
My birthday's in a month. Okay. Can't believe it. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.